What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
What it is!
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage!
And this is
Hard Factor! And there is no one that does it better!
Right now, yeah!
Nobody does it better! I ain't repeating myself! Go ahead, tell me something right now!
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist! And I'm always cheering!
Oh, yeah!
Welcome to episode 1448 of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80% accuracy guaranteed on this podcast. Everything you need to know in 40 minutes or less. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor for up to 3 weekly bonus podcasts. Today, we've got Biden time, President Biden time himself, literally pausing time while banning TikTok at the same time. So
just need a little time.
Yeah, lots going on.
He could use some more time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because he's so old.
Pause. Yeah, exactly. That would be a good skill to have as an old person. No,
being able that's to what pause I'm saying. He's literally trying to. He's attempting to in real time, multiple times.
Makes sense to me.
He's done it again. We'll talk about it. Then we got a triple hip hop segment with Hip Hop Mark. That's actually leading off, so.
Let's go.
Whoa. It's bigger than hip, hop.
Hip.
Hip. Who produced that track? I think we're talking about him, but I'll leave it there for you hip-hop heads.
Ooh. Mark's got a little bit of a Marky Mark look to him, too, with the tank top. Yeah. Looking like you're fit. Are you have you been lifting?
I've been doing, like, hip-hop aerobics,
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Your shoulders are looking lean, you know? You shaved them, too. Looks real nice.
Oh, these? I saw an
interview with Marky Mark recently where someone was like, hey, Mark, why didn't you go back to hip-hop after you started acting? And he goes, you know, it's like only two guys who were doing it great, Cube and Will. And I regret not going back. And he goes, you should have come back, Mark. And no one thinks that at all.
Wahlberg?
No one at all. Hmm. Mark Wahlberg.
I've never heard that take. Yeah.
Marky Mark is just
right.
He's an enjoyable product wherever he's at.
What was
he's always
song?
Gonna be Marky Mark. You know?
Good vibration. Come on, feel me.
Yeah.
And he's working out in the gym. He's ripped. I mean, he's ripped.
Speaking
now,
of working out, he's getting sued by David Beckham for $8.5 million for luring Beckham into some sort of fitness advertising situation that Wahlberg owns.
Interesting. Damn.
We got another hip hop lawsuit in my segment too.
Surprised that 8.8 million for both of them seems small. Pat's got a new segment called Straight Headlines.
That's right, Straight Headlines. I'm gonna read you the headline just as it is, and then I'm gonna summarize it. But it's better than that. I worked the segment out, but not how to pitch it. So just stand by, and you'll be enjoying it.
Hell
for
yeah.
Straight headlines.
Straight Pat. Headlines.
Is this for straights only?
No, it's all from the Blade.
Okay.
Which perfect. Is Washington, D.C.'s gay newspaper.
Is that still around, the Blade? I mean, they were in print forever.
Not a lot of print publications are, but I bet it's around online.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't keep those guys down. All right, should we do it?
Yeah.
Like guys in the Blade. So it's been a wild few years for
Ye. Should we do it, guys?
Wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm. Wild few years for Ye?
Yeah, with his insane. Bianca Censori, his new girlfriend.
His permanent squeeze. Grill that he got installed, which is just one silver tooth
whew.
Across the top and the bottom.
Ouch. Yeezus look, Kanye. Though. What am I supposed to call him?
He also wore the head. He wore the masks with no face. You couldn't see out of it. Well, I guess he claims he could see out of it, but
so you're supposed to call him officially. Yeah. And this is from a memo from his management, Mark, that was sent to all the DSPs, the streaming services, which I thought very hilarious that they did not honor Ye.
Yeah.
His name is Ye.
That's what I thought. All right. Well, the man, he is a rap legend, a producing legend, a fashion icon, an absolute maniac that is probably definitely anti-Semitic. And now he wants to be the owner of a porn company.
Not okay. I mean, you could see that from his career arc, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, talking classy porns.
He does a lot of Jesus stuff, right? Sunday church things, and
I mean, he's full God mode. He's in God mode right now. He had the gospel album. He was having the Sunday service. Every other word out of his mouth is, which, by the way, if you want to become a racist or an anti-Semite or any sort of hateful being, one way to do that somewhat acceptably is to throw your love for God right after those statements, like make yourself about God, and then you can, you know, drop lies about Hitler and the Jews and stuff.
He does have an album.
So I'm surprised.
He does have an album called My Dark Twisted Fantasies, right? And he has
old Kanye.
He has rapped about a porn addiction, which we'll get to in a second. That's right. Kanye West, apparently with the help of Mike Maz, the Maz, Stormy Daniels' ex-husband and porn star, is starting his own adult film company, Yeezy Porn. And it could make its debut as early as this summer. And if it's anything like how he makes his wife Bianca walk around, it's going to be filthy. I can't even show you any photos of Bianca on YouTube, or they'll just kill us, because we got a 3-month ban for showing 1/5 of one nipple, and that's winter clothing for Bianca.
Her outfit selection is, you know, it catches the eye. Sometimes it's nothing at all. She just is completely nude, and that's... Yeah. Yeah, it's a choice. Didn't she get like kicked out of Italy for that?
She got kicked out of everywhere for the outfits.
He's off gondolas.
This is also marketing for the porno, I would imagine, because she's...
I imagine she might be in a few of them.
Right.
Well, I got an idea, just a pitch. Mm-hmm. Just, I don't know if you're listening, Ye, but you got that song, New Slaves, right? Where you say, you know, we the new slaves. We the new slaves. And then he later in the song, he says, I fuck your Hampton spouse in her Hampton mouth.
Oh.
And I mean, it's just kind of like ready set for Kanye and the Hamptons, right? Like a kind of trophy wife, big breasted blonde. Okay.
You made those bars for him?
No, those are his bars.
Those I'm are just his bars.
He could take that kind of scenario, right? Maybe he's wronged by a Rich Hamptons guy.
Ding dong on a Hamptons house, and the housewife opens the door.
Oh, and make it into a porn.
Yes.
Oh, right. Like use his old lines and use them as scripts.
I like doing not only scenarios from the songs, but just having his music playing in the background lightly during a lot of these porns.
Yeah, it's great. Great music, usually. I mean,
So.
What do we actually know about it?
Another porn producer.
I will say this. I'm not for porn bans in any state, but this one might need an age verification because it's going to be hardcore. Kanye has been open about having a porn addiction in the past. He's rapped about it, but is also very religious and said that God helped him cure it recently. He also said, for me, Playboy was my gateway into full-on pornography addiction. My dad had a Playboy left out when I was 5, and it's affected almost every choice I made for the rest of my life from age 5 till now, having to kick the habit, and it just presents itself in the open like it's okay. And I stand up and say, no, it's not okay. And then again, he said he kicked the addiction, but now I guess he's...
See, Marco, a good way to kick an addiction is to turn it into a business opportunity for yourself. Right. So now you're not addicted to porn. You are a porn producer. OK, that's much more. There's a lot of more gravitas that goes with that.
Also, flip side, a good way to kick an addiction is to dive full on head on. Like when your dad catches you smoking, it makes you smoke the whole pack. So maybe Kanye's effectively smoking or having his whole pack smoked.
He's going to desensitize himself to it eventually by seeing too much of it, being involved in too much of it.
You can't be addicted to it if you make a lot of money off of it. Also, you can't. Could you really be addicted to it if you make it? Because then you're the creator. So are you addicted to your own?
It's the pro-gambling argument, Will. Go find me a wife of a pro-gambler and ask her, hey, or him.
Not addicted to gambling. Is your spouse addicted to
gambling?
Yeah, exactly. It's his job. Or he could be following Biggie's 10 crack commandments and just is never getting high on his own supply.
It's technically Scarface. Take it back.
Okay. I'll take it back.
Right. He'll only use other people's stuff.
Or just he will fund it, but he won't watch it.
Or oh, maybe it's like the Wu-Tang album,
yeah,
where only he gets to watch the porn he pays for, and it's just a like, you know,
no, we're all gonna watch
endeavor.
It.
Like, okay,
we're all gonna watch it,
right? Yeah, I think he's watching it too. That was my guess. I was just a guess.
He's probably gonna be in the background, being like, yeah.
Fuck her in her Hampton's mouth. The when he was at Adidas, remember they were recounting all those stories post anti-Semitism bipolar blow up Kanye, where he was drawing the swastika on the sneakers in the meeting. Also, when he was in charge of that division, right, a lot of power, he brought like the entire team in and forced them to watch pornography for inspiration. Yes. Right, that's how much he loves it.
He loves it. And he's starting a company. Another,
he also must have hated Adidas, right? When you think about that, he made them watch porn as a group together when he knew that would make him uncomfortable. Then he got real into Hitler with a German company when he was in a legal beef with them.
I want every Jew in the company in the room right now.
He must have a real bone to pick with Germans.
I said now. Do you think he beat it to the Kim K Superstar tape because he loves porn that much? And that's...
Probably before they got like super serious, but I bet he couldn't watch it afterwards. And I think it was a big issue with their marriage. In fact, I think he screamed it out of her a bunch. But he's watched it in the past at some point. In rap news, there's been a bit of a beef going on the last month or so. I'm not sure if you guys are aware. This is more Pat's world, so please feel free to jump in. But I guess Kendrick Lamar, Rick Ross, J. Cole, maybe some others have been beefing with Drake, who Rick Ross calls white boy. And there have been a lot of diss tracks going around. You guys seeing this?
Yeah. So there was a track called First Person Shooter, okay, with J. Cole and Drake on it. And I don't know if it was J. Cole's verse or Drake's verse, but... one of them said, you know, the big three, referring to J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick, okay, who wasn't on the track. And then Kendrick put his album out, which I listened to today, but it was great. And he goes, man, fuck the big three. It's just big me. And Drake didn't like that. And then he went on a rap attack, taking everybody down, taking down Metro Boomin, but also taking on J. Cole, who was in the track, the First Person Shooter track with him. I think it's a publicity stunt. And it's great for rap. That's my personal opinion. I didn't know they were
telling me that
after.
Rap beef sometimes is just a publicity stunt.
It's a huge publicity stunt.
Word. What?
Yeah. This isn't your 90s rap beefs where people are getting shot. That's for sure. And you may recall J. Cole was involved in his own diss track. I don't know if it was First Person Shooter. I think he released a different one. And it was mainly directed at Kendrick Lamar. And that went number one.
This is post for, I believe. So yeah, First Person Shooter. Kendrick, yes, that started it wasn't it, meant maybe. To be a diss. They were saying there's the big three.
Right. And then Kendrick...
And Kendrick was like, man, fuck the big three. There's only big me.
J. Cole, I don't know the track. I don't know the name offhand, but he released one. It went number one. But then he cried on stage two days later at his concert that Drake was supposed to be at. And he didn't show up to because of this whole thing. He has like a Travis Scott type concert every year. And so he gets on stage as the headliner of his own concert, starts crying and says hasn't been able to sleep. He loves Kendrick Lamar and hates beefing. And then he removed his number one song from all platforms.
Whoa. It's called 7 Minute Drill.
Yeah.
J. Cole's a sensitive guy. Kendrick is the best rapper in the game. Also, forgot to mention Top Rope. Kanye West came in the chat the other day saying that he should be in that conversation. And then also he said he brought Adidas into this culture, just completely ignoring Run DMC, who literally had a song called My Adidas and brought
True,
Adidas
they were the first with
great
Adidas.
Song.
Yeah,
My Adidas. I think we're still waiting on Kendrick Lamar's like new diss track too, and Rick Ross's was not the best, but Drake released a diss track recently called Taylor Made Freestyle. I think that's the most recent diss track, and that one's pretty interesting because it has a AI generated verse from Tupac and Snoop Dogg, and Snoop is alive, by the way, Drake. You probably could have just asked him.
Well, when you're Drake, you just do what you want. It seems like, you know.
Is that, man, Mark? That's crazy. One of the so. Drake was the first artist who was AI'd and it started blowing the fuck up.
Yeah.
Right. And people started freaking out and trying to shut it down. Is it confirmed Drake, but he AI'd Snoop on it? I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, it's Drake's track. He AI'd Snoop and he AI'd Tupac. A lot of people saying Drake's got a ghostwriter, maybe Little Yachty, you know, that this is. Anyways, but Tupac, you know, he's very dead for like the last 25 years or so. And his estate is now threatening to sue Drake for being less chill than a Coachella hologram using the West Coast King Tupac without their permission. So Drake's even beefing with that guys.
It's a big overreach. Also with Snoop Dogg, the Alive Man. That would probably maybe be an issue. Unless
Snoop weighed in, but I don't know if he was too upset. I mean, he's a pretty chill guy. He's probably like, cool, whatever. Why do you use Tupac? Could have called me.
Man, you usually clear it with somebody before you make an AI version of them, right?
I don't get why the ghostwriter thing exists, because since the internet existed, you can go on BMI or ASCAP and search their song search and literally see who's a writer on every song in America.
I mean, they're all very talented guys, and it's, you know, I think you're right, it's more publicity than anything, but fucking Canada, right? The guy's beefing with everybody.
Well, where's he from, Mark? Memphis, States. Atlanta, Canada, Houston? Well, I mean,
don't follow his sports teams, because he's worse than intern Joey with that. Bonus dog rap story. I can't stop, won't stop, guys. Megan Thee Stallion is being sued. It's the second lawsuit, if you're following, by an ex-employee who claimed she had sex with a woman in front of him and then threatened him not to tell anyone and then fat shamed him and said, hey, little piggy, stop eating. You spit out your food, fatty. And that employee was Emilio Garcia, who worked for Roc Nation and Megan Thee Stallion Entertainment as her personal cameraman on her 2022 tour.
Whoa. Okay.
So, I mean, if he saw it, he got it on film, right? He's a camera guy.
He should have. I'm not sure if he did, though. He might big miss, because I haven't seen anything about him getting it on film. He is so really complaining about it.
He's mad that she shit-talked him after fucking in front of him.
Well, he said it was embarrassing. He was mortified and offended throughout the whole ordeal. I guess during that tour, or maybe in between, they took a trip to Ibiza. And when you're in Ibiza, you get drunk and eat pussy. And that's
public sex shows. So,
yeah, that's exactly what Miss Stallion did, according to Emilio, the mortified, embarrassed man. And that ordeal was when Megan Thee Stallion started fucking the shit out of some other thought in her SUV as they drove around. And I would say, get over it, Emilio. It doesn't sound that bad. Was it too much ass and titties, Emilio? Or?
Well, it is sexual harassment. He's going to win the lawsuit, but yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's a tough way to win a lawsuit. Being legally correct doesn't mean that you're, correct in a human sense, right?
I would have been fine in that SUV.
Yeah. Just enjoy the show, Emilio. But
yeah.
There was a WAP and a SUV over there in Ibiza.
Yep. Yep. Just as you'd expect, really.
Couldn't find traction.
You got to put
an S. Skidding all over the place.
You can combine them with the S because it was two pussies. So you got to do WAPS-UV.
Mm. WAPS-VV.
That was so offensive to Emilio. Wow. Okay.
So there's your hip hop news. How to do, Pat? Okay.
I thought you did awesome, Mark. Okay. I thought you did fantastic.
Hip hop. Really? I like hip hop. I just haven't really been nice keeping up on it a lot, but I tried. Anyways.
Hell yeah. I had a hip hop morning this morning.
Hell yeah.
For no reason other than, just felt like it, and it was really nice.
So hell yeah.
It's a hip hop day, the whole thing.
Gets you going.
So it's a whole hip hop day. All right, guys, this next segment is called Straight Headlines. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna read you an unaltered, unedited headline, okay? And then I might ask a question or two, and then we're going to get into that story. So this first headline is from the New York Post, and it reads, blood-soaked military horses break free, injure four people while running amok near Buckingham Palace. Yes, but whose blood were they soaked in?
That's what I was going to ask you.
That's why it's a perfect segment. It flows, Mark. It rolls, as Wes would say.
Interesting.
Turns out, their own blood. That's right.
That's what I would have assumed, their own blood.
It's probably the best case scenario.
I was iffy on it. I didn't know.
Like 99% of the time somebody's covered in blood, it's their blood.
Yeah.
Right, because the other 1% is really bad.
Right, when you're covered in someone else's blood. I mean, which is technically that's good if you value your own life. Like, it's way tougher to be covered in someone else's blood than your own blood, right?
Well, you're looking at the person and you're not bleeding, so there's two people there.
Unless you're like a fighter, like an MMA fighter, a boxer, or like a doctor that does like birthing, you don't want to really be covered in someone else's blood because you probably killed someone, right?
Like, yeah. You don't ever want to be covered in blood where you don't know it. You don't ever want to hear yourself saying, whose blood is this?
That's bad. That's alarming.
That's terrible.
That's alarming.
It was their own blood, but it could have just as easily been a cyclist's blood. Because a cyclist was truck-sticked by one of the mayors. Take a look at this, boys.
Oh no!
It's a white horse. Absolutely covered in blood.
Yeah, I guess she got nicked on the chest or something there.
Dude, PFT's brother saved my life at my bachelor party. He walked back with me to get a credit card I left at one of the bars we all went to, and they had like construction going on Bourbon Street, so like it got real crowded and people started breaking down the barriers, and the horse cops came, and we were doing nothing wrong whatsoever, but with that many people, the horse cops started, the one went up and it was about to stomp me, and he shoved me out of the way and like saved my life. Like I was almost injured badly by a horse.
You saved your life by a horse. Yeah. That's fucking awesome. Yeah, guys, I guess they were like doing some training out there in Buckingham Palace. I don't know if they're, I don't know what they are. I guess,
big horses.
The horses that hang out. Seems like
from your description, that one horse with the bloody chest probably hit the cyclist, you know? And then
no, Will, it hit a bus, actually. Crashed right into a friggin' bus. I guess it was a silver Mercedes-Benz minivan. And the owner told LBC News that the horse just smashed into the windshield and then kept rocking and rolling. Didn't even stop for a second.
Powerful beasts, yeah.
They're big, strong.
Impressive animals, yeah.
Yeah.
Another one of the horses ran into a double-decker bus, but that one, maybe it had blood on it, but you couldn't tell because it wasn't white. The white horse, blood really shows.
That's like a very frightening sight to see a wild horse like covered in blood.
Absolutely, man.
Well, that's not a wild horse.
Big ass horse covered in blood, running amok.
Yeah. A loose horse. Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, they were. I guess some construction spooked them. Five horses got out total. Four people were injured.
They get so spooked, man.
They really get spooked. Maybe we should rethink horses. I don't know. Okay, next headline.
Well, horses in cities, right?
Yes.
Horses in general are great. Horses in cities, maybe that's a rethinker, right? With robots coming in.
Have these cops in cities ever heard of steel horses? On a steel horse I ride?
Motorcycles, mopeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robots, you know, electric scooters.
The fuck are they doing? What the fuck are they doing in 2024 on horses?
Well, it's England, Mark. So the crown.
They were in fucking Baton Rouge too, man. They're in like wherever Bourbon Street is.
Well, that's New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans.
But
they are everywhere, man.
It's stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, next headline. Texas as well. Well, it's for crowd control. So they can be above the crowd so they can see down.
And don't punch one because they treat them like an officer.
We had a friend that got arrested on New Year's because she just pet the horse.
People get arrested around those horses.
can't pet the cop's horse when they're on crowd control. You go to jail.
It's like entrapment, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's from CBS News. An American tourist facing possible 12-year prison sentence after ammo found in luggage in Turks and Caicos. Yes, but how much ammo? And which city in Oklahoma is the tourist from?
I know how much ammo because I read this story.
Well, it wouldn't have made the news if it was like one box. It has to be.
Nope. It was like four bullets.
What a weak headline.
Four bullets. That's right, guys. Just four rounds of hunting ammo was found in Ryan Watson's carry-on bag. That's enough ammo to kill four Turkish Caicoans or two Samoans.
Yeah, if he got his hands on a rifle there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure.
I see what you're trying to do.
I'm sure it was for the rifle he was shipping in the plane.
No, he went hunting in Texas and just had four bullets in his bag that he forgot about.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't like, okay.
No.
Well, so it's a mistake either way. You're not going to leave four bullets in your bag on accident, on purpose. Like, that's an accident.
It was an accident, yeah.
Yeah, it's in the same way that, Will, that you or I get on a plane and then touch our pockets and realize that we brought weed on that plane, right?
Exactly.
I forgot.
That. Exactly.
That's not an accident for me. Maybe for you. Not an accident for me. I have realized, though, it in TSA that, I had a huge blade on me. And then I've been guilted by the TSA people about, like, oh, are you going to, you know, and it's just like, oh, shut up and take the knife. Just get out of my fucking face, you know? There's nothing more infuriating. This guy with the four bullets, this is an infuriating story to hear. That should be tossed in the trash and let him go. This is unbelievable.
Well, there's a new law, right? There's a new law in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, it's crazy. But lucky for Ryan, the charges were dropped. But this ain't nothing new for Hicks cashing in their change jars and trying to get down to a once-in-a-lifetime trip to the Caribbean. Pennsylvania man, Brian Hagrich, is awaiting trial after they found ammo in his bag back in February. He's still down there. He's been in jail with no clean water for about 70 days. That was the same month the court mandated that even tourists in the process of leaving the country are subject to prison time, and they don't want no ammo over there.
Yeah, in February of this year, they made a law. Before it was just a fine. Now it's jail if you have even ammunition. And that guy that you're talking about, Pat, I saw a clip of him, and he, like, I guess Turks and Caicos prisons aren't ideal because
you're telling me that Caribbean prisons aren't great.
He started almost crying. No way. He goes, the first eight nights I was in total darkness.
The first eight nights.
It was not. Yeah, he goes, yeah. It was some of the hardest nights of my life.
Yeah. My dad was in one time, and he said it's basically just a hole in the ground. And they put a grate on top. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, not good.
Not good.
So think about that before you go on down there to Turks and Caicos. All right. This next one, guys, is from Sports Illustrated. Jaden Daniels gives definite answer on if he'd be okay getting drafted by Commanders.
Oh, would he be cool with being the number two pick? Is he cool with that? Is he chill with that?
Yep, he's cool. Yeah, all right, this next one's from Axios. Right?
Highest salary possible besides the number one pick.
They're lumping you in with the worst franchises out there asking that question.
They're just getting us in there. This next one is from Axios. Mike, you suck. House Republicans face brutal hostility over Columbia University visit. Yeah, but which Mike?
The Speaker of the House.
That's right, Mike Johnson. Him and some other colleagues went to Columbia University on Wednesday to speak effectively about the anti-Semitism that was reportedly going on there. And people were pissed about that, but they were more pissed that Mike Johnson and his colleagues were there claiming that he was politicizing the chaotic pro-Palestinian protests. Some of the other things that were chanted at Mike were, "We can't hear you," or "Grandstand louder," and finally, "Speak up, you piece of shit."
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, dude.
They didn't go after his Harry Potter looks. He looks like a little fucking kid.
Slytherin bitch.
You quiet Slytherin bitch.
Everybody's
pissed at Columbia. It's not just Columbia
now. I mean, we mentioned Columbia and Yale, and I didn't want to talk about it, but talked about it in the other show this week. But today, I guess, Wednesday in Austin, Texas, they had a huge protest and several people got violently arrested on UT campus for.
Yeah, they're cracking down on all of it.
It's everywhere. Happening everywhere. And
Robert Kraft pulled all of, he was like one of the biggest donors of Columbia, and he pulled all of his donations.
Yeah, he's got an entire ward named after him.
By the way, you'd think Robert Kraft would be the biggest donor to like Michigan or Miami, not some Ivy League school with a losing football team.
He must have gone there.
He's smart. He didn't. He's the owner, not the. You know, he doesn't do any of the.
But I would owners. Give some money to Michigan and Brady too, for those.
That's
rings.
True. Yeah, yeah. Spread your wealth, he owes bro. Brady a couple. Anyway, that was brought to you guys by our sponsor today, Bespoke Post, and their Box of Awesome. That's right, guys. Box of Awesome. It's filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands around the world. I got a sick headlamp, and you can too. To get started, why don't you go to boxofawesome.com, boxofawesome.com. Take a quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. And they release new items every month across a ton of different categories. And it's free to join. So when you become a member, you'll have access to seller discounts across a plethora of products. I'm talking 30% off. And you get a sick gift for you, self-care, every month, in the mail, stuff you're going to need, something to look forward to. That's the most important part about it, guys. And 90% of everything comes in your box is from small businesses. So support the team, so to speak.
Yes.
So you get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com. Enter code HARDFACTOR at checkout. Boxofawesome.com. Code HARDFACTOR at checkout for a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment. Boxofawesome.com. Tell them Hard Factor sent you with the code Hard Factor. One word.
Hell yeah.
It is the best. Like, you forget that it's coming, and then you just get a sweet gift and you also get access to the store, which has like discounted items. Like, if you need something for a gift for, you know, Mother's Day.
Something awesome.
Whatever, coming up, you know, a lot of stuff going on. All right. Biden time. It's Biden time, guys. You must have known it was coming on this episode because President Biden has literally tried to pause time out loud again by reading it off of the teleprompter during one of his speeches this week. And this is not the first time he's done this. But the timing of this most recent one this week is Mr. Bean level slapstick comedy. Check it out.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
He just got it. I think he just got it. Is he smiling because they're chanting 4 years or because he just got the pause? Because
he
thing?
Just understood what he just did. Got it,
yeah.
He said pause?
He said pause.
Yeah, I'll play it again, Pat. Yeah.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
Did he put him on a different font or parentheses?
Look at the guy behind him who's... the ship has totally sailed. Like, there's literally nothing he can do, but the guy behind him is a lackey. He's starting to stand up to say, you weren't supposed to say pause. Only worsening the situation.
Right. He whispers his ear.
I love how the union guys, it was the North American Building Trades Union members, they didn't seem to notice at all, or they pretended they didn't notice. They just kept chanting. That was my favorite guy in the background, just the like brick shithouse union guys, just like, four more years, even though
well, they should the probably
like, tune it from toilets. Those guys were on the bathroom.
Putting that in there is such a risk. Like, they should probably just, if he pauses or not, just let it happen naturally. Stop putting directions in there.
End of quote. He said that one before, too.
So, There used to be a time where a deft politician could make this work to their advantage. In fact, be an advantage, right? If they mess up reading a teleprompter.
Right. Make fun of yourself.
But the problem is at his age.
He would have to admit he is.
It's literally. Has dementia. Is there any comeback that he could have dropped there that would have saved it? I'm trying to think.
No, I read the teleprompter. Ha ha. It's a Ron Burgundy moment. Imagine
if he had said that. There you go, Will. Yeah. Why do you're so quick to say no with Biden? You should say yes, because you just wrote the joke. If he goes, and if he said something like, if fuck he said you, hi, San Diego.
I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego, afterwards.
Yeah, then that would have saved it. That was the only
sure.
Thing.
He's not, there's no, I don't think Biden's ever been quick enough to do that. And there's no possibility at this age that he could do that. Imagine how anxious the speechwriters are trying to explain to him for the 500th time to please don't read the words in brackets on the teleprompter.
That's why I'm suggesting to the writers to stop putting words in brackets, because he's not going to stop.
Right. Have they not deleted him from the script? It's an unwinnable situation, as we just pointed out. He reads the brackets. No matter what you take him out, he's not going to pause. So he'll just keep. So it doesn't fucking matter. No matter what they do, that zombie is going to just fuck up the fucking speech.
Do you think if they put dot 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 in the brackets, he would have said dot dot dot?
No, that's probably more effective. Is dot dot dot
dot dot.
He could have also come back.
That would have been bad.
He could have come back with the Billy Madison spelling bee too. It wouldn't have been as good as go fuck yourself, San Diego. But if he was like pause. Are on my dog, Commander. Yeah. And where is he, Commander? Yeah. Are you going to the mall today?
Yeah. He could have, he just kind of, he smiled. I think the smile was when, he understood what he did. I'm pretty sure. But
So that's, he understood it. We need to put this on the list of things that make you ineligible to run for president. If certain categories of joke are off the table for you, then you shouldn't be able to run for president, right? Like if age jokes are off the table for you, because it's just sad.
I mean, I think that people are learning a lot of things in retrospect about what should be on that list after these last two presidential terms, right? Especially this last one with the oldest of all time, because the other guys potentially come. It's a nightmare either way. It's crazy. Also, Biden signed the defense funding bill that we talked about a couple of days ago with the TikTok ban included in it. So
see you later, TikTok. Hey, you banned us once. Now the U.S. is banning you. How's it feel?
Right. It probably feels weird for them because like they work so closely with the Biden campaign. Now they're being banned by Biden. It's the same exact ban that Trump had tried forever but got blocked. Biden is sending ByteDance, the ownership company, back to the old Red Dragon, motherland of China unless they sell to American ownership, which is the same exact terms it has been every single time it's been proposed before.
Really, Congress is doing it. He just signed it. But
they're probably like, but what about the 148 monthly unique users in the U.S.?
He could have got the Senate to take that part out of it, Pat. He wanted to sign it. He's been campaigning for it. So
he didn't sponsor the bill, did he? I mean,
he's been campaigning to ban TikTok, for the last several months.
This is going
to
take a lot of income away from a lot of creators.
Dude, do you know how much they spent in lobbying?
Not good.
$7 million. That's it. That's what they spent. Well,
they're probably going to spend more court fees. They'll probably try to take it. But eventually, it's just going to happen because it's not going to stop, you know.
Not good for fellow creators. So. Luckily, our bread and butter's in Meta after TikTok banned us. We would have hundreds of thousands on TikTok, but they hate us there. But there's a lot of people that make a lot of money on TikTok that are in jeopardy of not making money as creators. So that sucks.
Producer Eric clears up the legal aspects. TikTok has 100 days to take it to the courts. If the courts side with the U.S., likely they would, right? ByteDance would have 200 days to divest. The app would run as usual during this time. Obviously, it's not off your phone. They're going to take it off of stores.
So some U.S. billionaire is going to swoop in and get it for pennies, probably.
Right. You'd think that a U.S. ownership group will buy TikTok, considering it's a very successful app.
Right.
But we'll see what happens, right? I mean, it would be crazy to me to think he would do this knowing that it would actually go away.
I saw ByteDance.
That'd be bad for the election for him. He wouldn't want TikTok to be gone for the election.
People love TikTok, and ByteDance is huge. And they're introducing a competitor to like Instagram that's more like photo centric. So someone's going to.
Well, ByteDance is fucked. They can't. I mean, ByteDance has to sell to a U.S. ownership group. So we'll see how that goes.
It's kind of like, man, I'm so torn on it because like it absolutely is a security risk, but it's also like this is bad, not great precedent for free speech at large.
Well, the FTC also this week decided they are not going to honor any non-compete agreements. So like the government is really cracking down on business in a lot of different ways.
I didn't like it when Trump tried to do it. I don't like it now that Biden actually did it. And
Wasn't the non-compete for the workers? That's a worker.
We've got our own beef with TikTok, but this is kind of weird.
It's also an edict from the government about businesses not being able to do certain things. So,
monopoly and antitrust laws. Biden has 370,000 TikTok followers and 17 million Instagram followers.
See, this is what it's all about.
Pissed about that. Maybe he's pissed about that.
That's low as shit for the president.
Well, I mean, nobody wants to see what Joe Biden is saying. Do you want to hear what he has to say?
Yeah, do the pause thing.
Here it is.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
Positively, we are.
Yeah.
It gets me every time.
He just throws up his hands. Pause.
So good. Pause. The timing of that is like comedic gold. Like if he was trying to deliver a joke, like how can you read this as poorly as possible? It's amazing. But it was an obvious accidental error.
Unforced error. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Real quick, though, to end the show, Pat, back to your straight headlines. I would feel bad if we didn't bring this up. Shout out to intern Al, who runs a Twitter account. Check him out at Hard Factor News on Twitter. He's amazing. He brought this to our attention about straight headlines. Andrew Tate tweets at Cobra Tate, sex is for making children. Any man who has sex with women because it feels good, in quotes, is gay. Oh, my PP feels good. This is great! Exclamation point. In fact, if you are 40 with less than 5 children, you're probably gay. Period. All that feel good PP sex and hardly any genetic legacy? So guys, is enjoying having sex with women gay?
I mean, if it is, then call me Liberace.
He makes a strong argument, guys. Are we all flamers for fucking our wives?
You get.
Yeah. Whoa. I love getting gay, if that's the case.
Isn't he still in jail?
I think he tweeted that from a Romanian prison.
Sex trafficked sex work.
All his money. He was running cam houses.
They were sex workers.
Like Lithuanians.
That he like had staying at his like shitty houses that were like almost like indentured servants. And they were just sex workers.
It really makes me question my masculinity when a man like that you know, says things like that on the internet.
I do really say that when I'm inside a woman, though.
This is good.
Ooh, my PP feels good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, that. No, that part. Yeah. Well, sorry, you're gay. Hate to break it to you, you're gay. And so am I. And so is Mark. Pretty much our whole team, we found out from Andrew Tate on April 24th, 2024, is gay. We didn't know, but he cleared that for us. So
he has 10 to 12 children. Okay.
Putting our PPs. Yeah, I googled it too, a lot of people are like, how many kids does he have? I guess he just always nuts in there. And yeah, 10 to 12 kids.
So cream pies are the only thing that aren't gay, according to Andy.
But I don't think he enjoys the feeling.
But even then, right, even then, if you enjoyed the feeling, gay.
No, it's work, like Kanye and his porns. He's doing a job.
So
yeah, and if he has sex and doesn't impregnate her, because that happens sometimes.
He's a failure.
That's a failure, and that's gay.
Good point. So word to the wise, fellas.
Yeah.
You better not enjoy the next time you have an orgasm inside a woman. And if it doesn't make a baby, you're gay.
Fucking gay.
You learn things every day.
That's Andrew Tate 101, okay? Session is out. That's the end of the show. Thank you for listening, as always. If you need more Hard Factor, go to patreon.com/hardfactor. Up to 3 weekly bonus podcasts every week, plus Discord chat access with us, the hosts. You can shoot the shit with us off show hours if you feel like it. But most importantly, get out there and have yourselves a great fucking day.
Yeah, no, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now get out of here. Well,
that's
right
a little
now.
Rough, right? Yeah.